Cam Lewis plays a lot of positions. He never makes an excuse. He wants to do everything right, and he works at it. And he's as tough as they come. What a great example for a guy that has to do multiple things, right? Position versatility is going to add value to you. And here's a guy who can do all those things. So there's a perfect example sitting right next to Jordan Hancock, someone like Jordan Hancock in meetings. So, you know, it's a little bit, your job is to know multiple things in the NFL, right? It's not a college roster. So that's where it's at. Like, no excuses, no explanations, figure it out. Let's go. It's pro football.
That is Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich. That's the clip from his meeting with the media this morning that Sal was referencing just a few minutes ago, talking about one of his favorites, Cam Lewis. It was his best of training camp today. The comment dovetailed into Lewis making a play, an interception of Josh Allen during some teamwork part of practice there. So clearly Josh Allen is finished. No, I'm kidding. But Cam Lewis, that is Sal set it up. Like, that's one of his guys. He's been bullish on him for years here. And yeah, I think the chatter makes sense. You see the Bills draft a guy, you know, from a bigger, more famous program, and they look to be grooming him to play maybe the role that Cam Lewis has played, like, you know, a little slot, a little safety. We're just going to, you know, and you might think, oh, well, they're just, they think they upgraded, right? They've got a more talented, more pedigreed version of this guy. But, you know, boy, you hear Babich talking there, and yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any question. I think you can like the Jordan Hancock idea just fine. The other rookie DB, Dorian Strong, too, in addition to Maxwell Hairston, of course, the first-round pick. But I think Cam Lewis, I'm with Sal. Like, I think they the trust they have there, I think, is enormous. And I think he's solidly in a position to be on this team. Who knows? Anything can happen by the time cutdown comes around, but I'd be surprised if anything happened there to Lewis. Maybe Hancock is a practice squad candidate. I don't know. It was a fifth-round pick. Strong was a sixth-round pick. I have trouble getting all these guys through to reach the practice squad if they end up going that route, but seems maybe at least like an idea you'd want to explore anyway. If not, keeping him just flat out on the active roster doesn't mean he has to be active on game day necessarily. Hancock, I'm talking about. 803-0550. Is the phone number if you would like to get in on the conversation that largely today has centered around James Cook and his hold in beginning yesterday. This is not a piece of the puzzle that I would have forecasted. I thought it was more likely that he would do this holding in right at the outset of camp, but he chose to participate fully after showing up for minicamp and participating in that. So he hasn't been fined at all, and he won't be fined now. The hold-in is, you don't get fined for that. He's here, he's been active, and he's reported, but now he's just basically, you know, he's on strike. That's a sloppy way to put it. He's holding in. That's the terminology everyone understands in the league. And, boy, we went from, will he come to mandatory minicamp? Sure. Will he come to training camp? Yeah. Will he participate in training camp? Yeah. You know, to where Mike and I are sitting in here going, this is nothing burger, the whole story. I recorded, 10 or 15 minutes with our old buddy Andrew Filippone earlier, on Friday, I guess it was, for a show that I think airs nationally on the FanDuel network on Sunday. And when I saw the news about Cook holding in, I'm just like, oh, no, because Andrew asked me about Cook, and I used that phrasing exactly. That's what just tripped the wire. It reminded me that I did it. Nothing burger. Like, it just turned into a non-story. And that's airing somewhere as James Cook is beginning a hold-in. And I'd be like, oh, man, we got tripped. I'm so disappointed. But I would not have expected this. I don't know, you know, what precipitated it. I really think there's a strong chance. I mean, there's a strong chance. Who knows? There's some chance anything could have happened. Even a trade idea, all right? That they're protecting him because he's involved in a return on a trade or something. That's I can't rule that out. I don't know that that's untrue. I kind of doubt it. But anyway, I think the likeliest scenario here is that Cook was either through his own choice or, you know, in concert with his agent. I mean, I think you would want to get some consultation on this and some advisement. Might have thought, and Cook probably wanting to be viewed as a good teammate, right? All the things he said. This decision he made yesterday to begin a hold-in does not, to me, offset everything he said about, you know, appreciating his place here and wanting to be a part of a Super Bowl team and all of that. Like, be a good teammate, everything. But I think in the situation he was in, not finding satisfaction on a contract extension front from the Bills, I'll bet he wanted to, like, look, if I go in there and say all the right things and do all the right things, maybe that will get them closer to my side of things here. Like, it'll get us closer to the number that we're looking for. And I wondered, as camp was beginning, whether or not the Bills had even held back just a little for a situation like this. Okay, you know what? You're here, good faith. You know, we're willing to go, yeah, I don't know, how much more? Guaranteed money, how much more annual average value? Here, I don't think it would be massive, but I wondered if that could be something that could have been happening. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but I think Cook showed up and was hoping that would jumpstart things and that the team would see fit to get closer to his number, and they'd be in agreement and everything would be fine. And now that has not happened. Here we are, right? We're almost through training camp. We're in the second full week of training camp, and guess what? There's only two full weeks of it. It's over. They play the Giants in a preseason game on Saturday, and then that's it for at least the training camp portion of training camp that is away at camp. They will continue practicing here and working towards their season opener in these preseason games from their home base in Orchard Park, but the St. John Fisher University portion is over. But when you get to the weekend here, I think he probably was hoping that would make it work and they'd find a way to get somewhere on it, and it has not happened. So I don't know what ends up being next for him. This will go on for however many days, maybe multiple days, maybe even weeks. But I still think in the end, I don't expect, if he's not budging substantially off of the numbers he wants, which was a top of the market running back contract, I don't think the Bills are getting really that near a top of market running back contract. I think eventually Cook will just do what he's done so far up until yesterday, which is recognize the position he's in and that the team is holding most of the leverage and just come back and play. It's what I expect will happen. We'll see, you know. That being said, what I expect, I did not expect this yesterday morning, that Cook would begin a hold-in, but he has. So I've been talking a lot about him today. We continue to do that here as we move along. I'll take a timeout here. We'll come back more on this on WGR.